Blog Talk Radio.
Cross Niche Journalist Marketing Training Radio for this segment, The Marketing Evolution Game Changers. I am your Cross Niche Marketing Facilitator, Alicia Nicole Waters, serving as your Cross Niche Marketing Journalist and Cross Industries Authority from www.aliciawaterscrossindustries.com. And this segment is specifically designed to create the awareness of new era marketing evolution in order for next level entrepreneurs to be able to change the rules of how to show up as high level innovators to change their business and marketing trajectory in order to make an impact and an income like never before. And joining me in this segment to collaborate on this topic are the Evolutionary Marketing Game Changers, my co-host, online marketing mentor, Mike Martinez, and he's from www.mike-martinez.com, and media exposure extraordinaire, Carrie Heaps, and she is from www.strictlymarketingmagazine.com. And also, if you would like to get in on this conversation, we're going to invite you to call in at 646-716-5957. Again, that is 646-716-5957, and also feel free to join us in the chat. And today, we are going to be collaborating on the topic of next-level marketing readiness. This is a very important topic. And before I welcome my co-host into this conversation, I would like to sort of set the tone of the segment with sharing about the importance of being prepared for your now and your next level, because everything that we do in the present moment is setting up our next now, or what some call our future. So if you remember the late Johnny Cochran, he used to have a saying that he would say, preparation, 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 and he could not stress that enough. And in the world of entrepreneurship, often entrepreneurs aren't really ready to take full advantage of the golden opportunities when they come along because they lack the preparedness that is required for them to take things to the next level. So if you really want to start to take things to the next level and you really haven't fully prepared, then you won't be able to show up in excellence. And you want to do things in excellence. One of the things I have heard Eric Laufham say is that if you try to wing it, you will get wing it results, and that is not what you want. So being prepared is extremely important. So it's time to discover what is required for your now readiness and also your next level readiness. It's time to stop spinning your wheels in activities that aren't properly preparing you to play out at the highest level. So, and this is just not about marketing and your business. This really applies to your overall lifestyle from a holistic view, whether it's your health, whether it's your finances or relationship, et cetera, because it is all connected and it will show up in your business and your marketing. So here's a question that I want you to ask yourself. It's a very powerful question. It's simplistic, but I think it's really important. And sometimes when we don't know exactly what to ask, then we need to become sort of curiosity officers of our own experience. So you can say, I'm curious to know, what do I need to correctly prepare for in the present? That's very important. Or I'm wondering, how or what do I need to do to correctly prepare in the present? Because you want to properly prepare to play at the highest level. Again, as I mentioned, it's not enough just to spin your wheels and have activities going. If those activities are not in alignment and they are not congruent with what it is that you're here to do, then trust me, you won't be ready to take it to the next level. So before I bring my co-host in, I really want to just sort of give you a little small tip to consider. I'm a big fan of doing VIP days or get it done days for myself and also for my clients. And in short, I would like for you just to consider maybe blocking out a few hours or even a day or even a weekend and schedule some breaks within there for yourself so that you can get done what needs to get done in order for you to be prepared for the expected and also the unexpected. So we're going to have a great time opening this topic up today, and I'm really fired up. I'm going to get ready to bring in my co-host because I know that they are going to have a lot to say on this particular topic. So we are welcoming right now Carrie and Mike into the conversation, and I'm going to get our background music going on for our conversational training for today. So welcome, Mike, and welcome, Carrie.
Thank you, welcome, Alicia. Guys. It's great to be here.
Great to be here is correct. How are you doing, ladies?
We're doing great. Yes, yes. Okay. Thank you both for being here. This is our segment where we like to really help marketers and entrepreneurs evolve their whole business framework, their mindset, and just their total way of being. And I really felt that this particular topic was really important to start focusing on because the three of us together have been doing a lot of work. We're preparing for a lot of great things this year that we want to really help take other people to the next level, but we're doing it for ourselves. And within that, we know that there's a lot of readiness. There's a lot of preparation. And I want to actually point out a distinction that one of my colleagues named Jazz Jones, she has a distinction of preparation versus planning. I believe I've mentioned this probably in another episode. But it's really important because a lot of times we get into planning and doing a lot of planning. And is that part of preparation? Absolutely, it is. But at the same time, we need to really focus on having aligned and correct activities that we're doing as we are preparing. So the space is open. Jump in. Carrie or Mike?
Miss Carrie, Mike, you know, you got the stage. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thank you. I was going to say, can I go first? Because I have
ladies first, of course.
That's right. Ladies first.
That's right.
Thank you. Okay, great. Well, first of all, just to kind of piggyback on what you've already stated, Alicia, you were talking about, you know, shared some things about being prepared. And, you know, one of the things that has really been a focus of this whole week, past week for me, was some of the people that I have been talking to in business and even outside of business, that the number one thing that holds people back is fear. And fear is such a paralyzing thing, and it paralyzes them so bad that they don't want to move forward with their marketing efforts. You know, whether that's more publicity or, you know, going out there and doing some cold calling, whatever the case may be, you've got to get rid of the fear. And one of the ways you do that is by getting prepared. Be prepared. Do the work that needs to be done, just like what you've been talking about. We have to keep moving forward. We've got to persevere in our business and also in our personal life, especially if we want to get to that next level. You got to keep moving forward. And
I agree.
If your feet are in the ground, you're not going anywhere.
Come on,
you know,
that's
and,
right.
And
absolutely.
Exactly.
Right.
And the universe will automatically move you backwards. Even though you can't move forward and you're frozen, it's going to melt underneath you and move backwards. Guaranteed.
That's right.
I can guarantee it. What I would like to say to everyone right now, because we're in the process, we're gearing up, which you've seen some of the posts, we're doing a boot camp, a 30-day publicity boot camp, and we just came up with another one for people that can't do the 30-day one that want to be self-paced. It's a self-paced boot camp. And boot camps are harsh. And people who are signing up for my boot camp, it is definitely going to be an intensive 30 days. You know, and I let them know if it's not they can commit to, do the self-paced one. They will do much better in that. But it's a boot camp for a reason, because we're putting our boots on and we are marching forward.
That's right.
And
that's right.
What I want to say to the people who are listening to this show right now, to get to the next level, I'm going to do you a huge favor, and I am going to be evicting you from your comfort zone.
Love it. Three days to vacate.
Mm. So get out of your comfort zone. Do the things that you feel uncomfortable doing. Today's a great example for me. Today's kind of a get-it-done day for me, too, because I took a break to do the show. But I have been, I've got three articles, actually four. I found another one that I needed to write. Four articles that have been needing to get done, not for my publication, but for other people, that I'm like, they're getting done today. And so I have been writing nonstop. I stopped to take a break for the show, and then as soon as it's over, I'm going back to writing until it's done.
Really? That's perfect.
And I will tell you, by doing that and focusing on that one task, I'm actually getting out some really great information, and I can't wait till these articles are published so I can share them with everybody.
Yeah, definitely.
From your comfort zone to get out. You want to move forward, got to get out. So here's, there's no more excuses. You need to get out. Here's your eviction notice.
Thank you. Love that.
Love that.
I'm a huge fan of the eviction notices. I've had to serve several myself on myself and others. You know, that's a perfect, perfect example. I love how you set that up. And also I loved your honesty of saying about even your boot camp. It's intense. You know, it is time to strap up, and sometimes that is the only way that people are going to see the urgency to really begin to move forward, to get done all of the things that need to get done. Because sometimes if you don't have accountability, if left to yourself, you won't get a whole lot done. You'll be on your own time. But the power of deadlines, the power of goals, and the power of having someone to hold you accountable, and not only that, to give you the guidance to be able to take what it is that you're doing to the next level. And while you're preparing for the next level, again, as I mentioned earlier, now, the now level, because the power is in the present moment. If you stall in the present moment, if you get caught up in fear, like Carrie was saying, you don't have a next. There is no next level if the now has not been maximized. So thank you, Carrie. Space is open. Mike, you want to go for it?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, in the trainings that I do with the people that I work with, a lot of times what I say is, listen, you need to look into the future and get the ideal picture of where you want to be. And then you kind of, once you got that clear picture of where you want to be, then you kind of you've heard this term of reverse engineer.
Reverse engineer
the skills that you want. Not only where do you want to be, what you want to have, but who do you want to be? So at that point where you're looking into the future and you're seeing who you want to be and what skills you need to be that person, now you start re-engineering and you start building those skills. And the thing with building skills is most people, you know, I practice martial arts all my life, right? And in martial arts, you continue to do the same boring basic stuff, but you do them thousands of times, and then a person sees you throw a punch or a kick or whatever, and they say, oh my God, that's fantastic. It's a very basic thing, but if you don't do it thousands of times, and there's no way around that, right? You gotta master the mundane. When you do that over and over and over again, is when you build the skills. You can't jump and say, all right, you know, I've done this 100 times or 50 times, I'm good. What's the next thing? No, you got to continue to build those skills. And that's what takes you to becoming the person that you want to be. So you look into the future, you find the ideal, you reverse engineer it, and then you practice building on the skills.
Absolutely. And, you know, that is marketing evolution, you know, at one of its highest forms, is to be able to see a picture of what it is that you want to create and who you want to be. And like you said, then reverse engineer the process so that you can begin to start setting up who you have to be in order for that to come into fruition. A lot of times, whether people get visions or they have dreams, they somehow think it's concrete, that it's going to happen because they saw it in, you know, in the dreamland, or it seems to be prophetic or whatever, whatnot. But that's not always true. There's always going to require you to do something. And we are always supposed to be in a state of readiness. But if we're going to be in a state of readiness, that means that we have to be prepared, and we have to keep doing inventory and constantly examining what our activities are that aren't really catapulting us to the levels that we could already be playing on. You know, you could be playing a good game right now, but if you really want to excel, and when you excel, you're going to impact a lot of people, a lot more people,
mm-hmm.
but also you're going to increase not just your impact, you're going to increase your income. So sometimes we have to really evaluate where we are and see, you know, have we really prepared? I know there have been times in the past for me where I've been preparing successfully for certain things, and then when the opportunities come up, then sometimes my own health gets in the way. And then I have to look at, wow, where did I not really take the time out to continue to practice better self-care? Sometimes it's not just in being prepared in your marketing strategies or your business frameworks or building joint ventures. Sometimes it's in the simple things in your life that really can cause you to have to give pause, because now you have to regroup. So it's all connected. It's all part of the evolution. But this is a challenge for those who are listening live, and also those who are going to hear this, you know, at another time. You got to figure out what is your readiness alignment for this stage of the game. Once you figure out what your readiness alignment is for this stage of the game, then you can start to put your plan together and prepare, and then, as Mike said, you keep working it and doing it over until you become a master at that, because you definitely need to master the art of divine preparation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, the space is
open. I like
that
term, divine preparation.
Yes. Because divine preparation, I'm going to say this real quick, divine preparation is your opportunity meets your preparation. That's actually divine favor. Your opportunity meets your preparation. So when the opportunity comes, if you have not prepared successfully, the opportunity is there, but you won't be able to execute on it with excellence. But I'm sorry, Carrie, go right ahead.
Oh, no, I'm glad that you shared that. And one thing that I would just say to piggyback off of what Mike said, you definitely need to get prepared, sharpen your skills, you know, continually learning, continually practicing, because that's what happens. And, you know, we just Jeffrey Hazlett is going to be on the cover of our March-April issue of the magazine, and I did the feature interview with him, and I follow him on Twitter. And I was going through some of the things on Twitter the other day, and he had tweeted out a quote, and I can't remember the exact phrase of it, but it went something along the same lines. It's basically that when you need money in your business, it's too late. And what that basically means is that's when people start to go out there and try to generate businesses, when they need money. And you need to generate business all the time so you're not in that position. Because I do think, you know, people pick up on that. They know, you know, that you're scrambling. You're scrambling at the last minute. You have to consistently sharpen that sales skill and continually use it, continually promote and do what you need to do to market your business. You know, even with us with the media blitzing, and, you know, I do a media blitz every 90 days. Right now we're kind of in a wind-down period, and then we'll gear up again for another 90 days to do another media blitz. But you continually keep your name out there, because that's part of it. You have to keep your name out there. You have to do sales presentations. You have to do some cold calling. You're going to have to do some networking. There's no one magical key that's going to make your business work and bring in money. You can't completely depend on referrals. It just doesn't work that way.
That's right.
You know, you have to, you know, create some systems and just keep it going. And you'd be surprised when you keep doing that. It's just like you said, you know, you do those kicks and then, you know, people are like, oh, wow, that's really great. Well, that wasn't a beginner's luck. It's because you've been practicing, you know?
Exactly.
And
mastery, yeah. No, I agree. Thank you, Carrie. I appreciate you saying that, because, you know, that's so real. And the thing about it is, as we continue to evolve, we always know that you're going to face, I don't even want to say roadblocks or setbacks, but I think that, like a hurdle racer, there are certain obstacles there that you jump over so that you can strengthen yourself. And we can find ways to continue to strengthen our game, so to speak, and be able to do things to take it to the next level. But at some point, you don't need to create constant struggles to prove that you are successful or you're a master or you've evolved past this point. And I think a lot of people get stuck in that because they're so used to, well, it's got to be hard in order for you to be successful. No, it's time to work smarter, not harder, you know. And also, too, the new phrase, less is more. You know, less is the new more. Sometimes you can be doing too much, and it's not really beneficial to the long-term success. So sometimes you have to look at how you're scaling your business. You have to look at streamlining it a little bit better in order to be more effective, and also enrolling the support in the team that you need in order to take things to the next level. And that has to start now.
Absolutely.
The space is open.
You know, I focus a lot personally on my business, and I tell people the same thing, that you can't go out there and focus on chasing money, chasing success,
chasing whatever.
Because by the sheer expression of the word chasing means you're moving forward, and whatever it is that you're going after is moving away. So really what you need to do is figure out what you need to have or who you need to become in order to attract success, in order to attract money, in order to attract whatever it is that you want, right? When you attract, now things are moving towards you as opposed to you chasing. So, again, what skills do I need in order to attract success? What skills do I need in order to attract my audience? What skills do I need in order to attract whatever it is that you're trying to attract, right? Again, it goes on skill development. If you don't have it now, there's a skill you're missing. And so you figure out what the ideal position is, what the ideal picture in your mind is, and then say, who do I need to become to attract that situation to me? And stay focused on that, on those activities.
No, I agree. And what's happening is that the inner vision is something that's emerging from without, from within. It looks like it's being attracted, but really it's your own personal vibrations, everything that you've cultivated within your mindset, in order to just bring it about, and it just begins to, like you said, to manifest. It comes from the internal into your external reality. But you really have to understand the alignment of what it's going to take to be prepared. Because if you're listening to certain people and they're telling you a lot of different strategies of how to do this and get from here to here, if that's really not in alignment with you, then guess what? You're preparing and you're doing busy work and it looks like you're making some progress, and maybe you are, but it's not the progress that could really leapfrog you into realms of infinite possibilities. And that's what you want. That's the place you want to be, especially if you're ready to make a huge impact and really get your name out there to really help to change lives. But I want to quickly invite our callers. I know we have callers on the line, and I want to invite them, if you would like to get in on this conversation, make sure that you press the number 1 to get in queue. And also for those who are listening via the web, if you would like to be a part of this conversation, please dial in at 646-716-5957, and we will certainly welcome you into this conversation. So we're going to get back into it, so space is open. Carrie, you got anything else you want to jump in with real quick while we are waiting for some of our callers to put themselves in queue?
Absolutely. I would probably just say, you know, kind of in closing with all of this, Alicia, is that, you know, on everything that we've talked about today, you know, we've shared so much great information that people need to think about. And you need to think about, what do I need to do to get to the next level in my business? And, you know, even with us internally, you know, with what we're looking at, you know, just in some different marketing tactics that we're doing, is we're really starting to go out there and we're asking business owners, what are you doing with your marketing? Where's your challenges? You know, kind of getting to where their pain is. And, you know, you got to get out there. You've got to do the things that are uncomfortable or the things that you that are the most difficult tasks. That's one of the articles that I'm writing about today. About, that you really need to do the difficult things first. Don't do the easy things that look like you're getting things done. Do the difficult things, because those are typically the ones that are going to bring you and bear you the most fruit. And
no, you're right. That's Brian Tracy. Eat the frog, right? You know, eat that frog. Yeah, Brian. Eat the frog versus.
I just want to make sure everybody knows that. I'm a vegan, so I wouldn't eat the frog.
you wouldn't eat the frog, but metaphorically speaking. Carrie, let me put you on pause for a moment. We do have a caller in queue, and I'm going to bring them into the conversation, area code 818, bringing you into the conversation, and you are live with us here in the Marketing Evolutionary Game Changers. Thank you for joining us today. Who do we have on the line?
Hi, this is Tony Pierso. Am I live on the line?
Yes, hi, Tony.
Hi. Hi, Alicia, the angel. Hi, Carrie.
Hello, Mike.
I haven't met you
before.
How
are we doing?
I'm doing good.
I'm inspired
by all of your talks and the show, and I thought I'd call in and give a short story, perhaps, very short, and kind of tie in some of this, if that's all right with you.
We have time
for a story. Absolutely.
Oh, good, because this is right in line with your topic and shows the importance of being prepared. And the story starts with, believe it or not, I got evicted from my comfort zone badly.
Nice.
See, I have a history and a career in lead generation, sales, and marketing. I was doing $1 million a year in sales on just one customer alone. It's huge business. Well, what happened one Monday, walked into business, a federal regulation had come in. We got shut down. We didn't do anything wrong, just the rules changed. There have been constant challenges in that industry that we were in. New laws changed the playing field. It was about four times that happened in 7 years. I totally out of work, out of business, got to redo things, and it kept happening. So I said, well, what's next? So I wanted to get into something that I could have free reign to create and build my own brand, finally, instead of someone else's brand.
That's right.
So I went into radio. I worked it for a few months to build my platform and manifest a proof of concept. I brought in CEOs, authors, and experts such as Carrie Heath, who gave us their secrets to success with tips and takeaways that we could put into use immediately. And if you want to see some of the interviews, there's more info at tonyburso.com/radio, if I can say that.
Nice. Well, oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, thank you. Well, after several months, I really worked this hard with two shows a week. I got nearly 15,000 people a month to my site. I got up to 6,000 episodes per episode. And I got my social mention reach up over 10 million is the social mention reach.
Congratulations.
So I did all this. Yeah. I did all this just to prove that I could do what I could say. And the tie into your show is I did all this without any compensation, no money. I just needed to know I could build this up. And now with great insights like you talk about on the show, from Carrie, from you, Alicia, who I call the angel,
you
guys give us invaluable direction of the road ahead, you know, what's coming, what to do. And I want to say to everybody, you know, I've been there around the block. I've been comfortable. I've been not comfortable. You cannot do it on your own 100%. You need some friends. Some mentors, some masterminds to help point out the way, what might come at.
Absolutely.
You've got to have some people to help. You know, I'm telling my friends about the 30-day virtual publicity boot camp that Carrie's hosting with Alicia. You know, you guys need to reach out and do something because you need that help. You need to see what's up ahead. But back to my point on being prepared, Up till now, I did nothing for compensation. Well, now I've begun to set up some monetization on my site, and I've crafted, which is a work in progress. I have a service section where now I can offer advertising, VIP days, as well as being a promotional ambassador.
Ambassador, that's right.
To take
absolutely.
Someone's product. And it's just started, and I got to say, once you make that step from fear to fearless, from I don't know what's going on to be an intrepid explorer of your own brand or your own business, mm-hmm. or you want to talk to North out there, it feels great to be in control of your own destiny. I just love
yes.
it.
You know, that is powerful.
The conversation hasn't come, but it just, you know, it just feels so right.
That's right. That's right. And then everything else just falls into place. And I know you were mentioning about your VIP days and the other thing, the advertising, where you're going to have, would you give your URL so that people can know where they can go? Because that's going to be extremely important for them to start preparing themselves. And I love to create experiences for people where they have no excuses, and for myself as well. When there's people who are available to help you and they have different levels and variations that you can play with them on, there's no excuse. It's definitely time to step up, get the help that you need without delay. So, Tony, please tell our listening audience today where they can learn more about you. And also you have a show also here on BTR's The Revenue Chat. So tell them a little bit about that as well.
Well, thank you. Sure. The shows, the site is tonydurso.com/services. That talks about the advertising, the VIP day, the promotional ambassador, and so forth, and getting on my show. My show is called Revenue Chat. We air live on Blog Talk Radio twice a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays at 2 p.m. PST, and I bring in experts, CEOs, best-selling authors, people that have made it, people not just think about it, but people that have really made it, and they're so mm-hmm. successful and well-off, they now want to share their information and their knowledge and give the takeaways to the audience. And my audience, my guest list is very diverse. I go mm-hmm. from how to deal with a world without money to mm-hmm. math and how to use math in business to how health and wellness helps business.
Mm-hmm.
For example,
mm-hmm.
in March, believe it or not, I have an asymmetrical warfare advisor for the Pentagon and CIA, James
wow.
Rickard, coming on my show to tell
nice.
Us how to deal with revenue and business should there be a terrorist attack, stock market, or other types of problems, and all of a sudden you're in a panic. What do you do, and how to prepare for that? So my show is very diverse.
That is very
though
important.
The title,
yeah,
though it's about revenue chat. There's very good tips, and should I say, knock on wood, or is that expression old? But I'm just getting increasing followers. People like the show, so
mm-hmm,
I'm
mm-hmm.
really happy. But now it's time to monetize it.
Yeah, and that's your next level. That's where that's your now level. That you're going to see the fruit in the present and on your next level, because what you're doing in the now is going to prepare you for that. You've already laid the groundwork. You've done the cultivation. You've been watering, you know, your plant. And I always like to use the illustration of the bamboo just metaphorically. If anyone's familiar with the story of how Chinese bamboo grows, what happens is that for several years, actually four, it has an underground process that's going on. You see nothing on the surface, but it's developing a strong root system. And once that root system is in place, overnight the bamboo shoots up like 86 to 96 feet. And so I bring that up, that sometimes we are ready to have a bamboo season. It doesn't mean that what we've been preparing on has been like a five-year process. For some, it could be a one-year. For some, it could have been a 20-year. But the bottom line is that when it looks like nothing's happening, just like how Tony was mentioning that, you know, he's growing his audience a certain way, but he wasn't really seeing the financial prosperity from that. But he's built his empire up to a certain point that now it's right. The harvest is there for him to be able to start receiving the monetization results and rewards. And again, this goes back to evolution. It goes back to marketing, because in order for you to have the show that you have, you've had to market it effectively in order just to gain the audience and to grow the audience. And now it's just time to evolve the revenue stream of it. And within your platform, your revenue stream is a holistic approach. And I love those dynamics because it's not just focusing on the monetization standpoint, it's a holistic viewpoint. And going back to something I mentioned earlier is whether it's health, finances, whatever it is, it's all connected. If you don't have one in order, the whole house crumbles. And I know Carrie and Mike can certainly, you know, agree with that, that it all has to be working together and all be congruent. So, Tony,
absolutely.
I really appreciate, you know, what you shared. Was there anything else that you would like to say? You're welcome to stay on and continue to conversate with Mike and I and Carrie, but I wanted to give you an opportunity if there's anything else you want to say before I jump back in with them.
Well, thank you. I just wanted to say thank you very much for what you're doing and for providing that insight to people such as myself, because we don't necessarily know what's up that road. We've been on the other road and the other road and the road behind us, but the road ahead, no matter where you are in life, you don't necessarily know what's there. So I want to thank you
for
your guidance and your insight and shows
welcome.
Like you do here to help prepare us, because we do need that. I want to thank you very much. You
well,
and Carrie and Mike.
Thank you. We thank you. We appreciate that. Don't we?
Thank you.
We do.
Yeah.
Tony, that was very sweet.
Yes, that was. It was very... We feel that. We feel that. And Mike or Carrie, you all have anything else you want to jump in on, even in regards to what Tony was talking about?
I would just kind of just say in closing, you know, again, I love the fact that you talked about getting evicted, and I'm actually coming up with a little sign that we can put up on Facebook and start sharing around and tweeting, you know, to get people out of their comfort zone. And, you know, sometimes there's two ways you can do it. You can leave your comfort zone of your own free will, or you can be shoved out. It'll be one or the other. So, you know, you need to take your pick. It's your choice.
Kicked out of the nest.
Exactly. Your choice. You can either fly on your own, or you're going to get kicked out at some point, and it's inevitable.
That's right. Thank you, Carrie.
Yeah.
Operative word.
Yeah, you know, a lot of times problems hit us, and sometimes the biggest problems, while they're happening, you're just, you know, lamenting over the big problem. Oh, my God, I can't believe this happened. What happened, God? You know, why is this happening to me? But then 5 years down the line, you look back and you say, if it wasn't for that situation, I wouldn't be where I am now. Because what happened is that eviction, right, being kicked out of where you were so comfortable, now you got to grow. Now you got to become more. Now you got to be that person that you want to be, but somehow you wasn't moving into that position because you were comfortable. So God says, here's a good kick in the, you know, where, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And moves you,
that's
right?
That's why Carrie's having a boot camp, boot you out, right?
Yeah, that's it. And you know what?
It's going to be rough.
That is actually a blessing. And a lot of times, we don't see it.
Definitely.
We don't see the blessing the moment it happens. But if you're smart, now there's two ways you can go with this. You can go forward or you could go back, right? Some people go back. Mm-hmm. Some people shrink to the problem. Other people grow to the problem, and that's what you need to focus on.
I love that, yes.
No matter where you're at and no matter what you're facing, how can I grow from here?
Yeah.
Not go from here, how can I grow from here? And that's where you could take it to the next level, and that's where it becomes where, you know what, you start connecting with infinite intelligence. You start connecting with God or whatever it is that you believe in to get the answers to move you in the direction you want to go.
Reverend Mike is in the house.
Thank you.
Yeah, well.
That was wonderful. That was powerful. I like that, Mike. I you were going out there. that was great.
Before I jump off and leave the show back to you, it reminds me of one thing I always somehow had as a child, and I never thought of this for a long time to vocalize it, but I've always thought, no matter what, there's always an advantage to every disadvantage. Just
Absolutely.
Look for it, because there always is.
I agree. I agree wholeheartedly.
100%.
Life is all about perception. You're right. You're right. Thank you, Tony.
Well, thank you very much for giving me a few minutes to talk about this on your show. I very much appreciate it. And again, I appreciate all that you guys do.
Tony, you are awesome, man. Thank you for coming by, man. We really appreciate you stopping by.
My pleasure. Thank you, and thank you. And I'll continue listening to your show. I'll just leave room for another caller now.
Okay, thank you. We appreciate that. Take care. Thanks so much.
Okay, bye for now.
All right, bye for now. Thank you. And yes, if you would like to get in on this conversation, we are having a wonderful dialogue here today. If you would like to, we do have other callers on the line. If you would like to, put yourself in press the number Q, the Q to get into the host queue so I can bring you in. And for those of you who would like to join in, you're listening via the web, again, the number is 646-716-5957. Again, that's 646-716-5957. We would love to hear from you. So I want to open the space back up to my co-host and jump in, because we are having a phenomenal conversation here, and we'll give others time to put themselves in queue if they would like to, and if not, just continue to sit back and listen and enjoy the show.
That's one of the things. That's one of the things about getting out of your comfort zone. You're in your comfort zone right now. You're listening to us. Get out of your comfort zone and get on the line. Let me hear your voice. Let me hear your questions. Listen, you know what? That's a simple test.
That's a simple test.
Get out of your comfort zone and get on the line and say, I don't care what you say. Hey, you guys, Mike, your voice is terrible. I don't care. I just want to hear your voice. Come on down.
Oh, my God. That was phenomenal. And I'm glad you said that. Whether it's this particular show or any call or telesummit that you're on, make it a point this year, if you've been hiding, you've not been sharing your voice and vocalizing, make it a point to do that. Whether you step up today, hear and do it or not, just make sure that Mike has put the intention out there for sure for you to step out of your comfort zones. But I want to go over to Carrie real quick. Carrie, I want to hear from you.
I would just say in closing, I agree with Mike wholeheartedly. You know, get out of your comfort zone. If you're sitting here, if you're listening, it's just like we've been sending out tons of things about the Publicity Bootcamp, and we're gaining, you know, people are marking, like I noticed Facebook has a new thing now where it says you can mark that you're going to an event, or you can register, or you can mark that you're interested. And we've had, you know, people that have said that they're interested, so we're reaching back out to them. You know, you're interested for a reason. And if you're kind of sitting on the fence about registering for our event, or maybe doing something, buying a book or going to a conference or something, don't sit on the fence. Just do it. You have an interest for a reason. And what's holding you back automatically is fear. And what you need to do is you need to eliminate that fear. And how you do that is you're going to go, you're going to learn new skills, you're going to meet new people, whatever the case may be, whatever you're holding yourself back from. But believe me, in the long run, like we've already talked about, you know, things happen for a reason. And you will eventually get out of your comfort zone. You're either going to leave there willingly, or you will be pushed by the hands of fate, like what Tony shared his story. You know, things are going to happen, and don't, you know, you can't automatically assume that. You need to be prepared for it. And, you know, the way that you do that is you're continually working on yourself. It's just like in one of the articles that I'm writing, I talk about how having a business, you know, the term or the quote, success is a journey, not a destination. Whoever wrote that deserves kudos and credit, because it can't be. You couldn't find a more truer statement. You need to realize that this is all a journey. Having your business is a journey, and it doesn't stop until you shut the doors, or until the doors shut for you. So you need you need to realize it's a journey, and it's something that, you know, I've had to learn the hard way over the years, because you want to be at a certain level, you know, at certain times in your business, and it doesn't happen that way. You know, there are going to be certain things that will happen to you that you will think is the worst thing that could possibly happen to your business or to you. And a couple years later, like Mike said, you'll look back on it and think, wow, if that hadn't have happened, I wouldn't be where I'm at right now.
Right.
So
no, that's true.
You just have to learn yeah, you have to learn to kind of go with that flow, but you have to participate in your own success.
Absolutely.
Amen to that. Oh,
and you know,
Carrie,
you said something. You said something very, very interesting. And you know, ironically, I was just I'm studying this book that was written in the early 1900s, and the book is about, you know, attraction, bringing things to you. Ironically, mm-hmm. that's what the book is about, right? And mm-hmm. what it said was very, very interesting. It said the feeling you need to maintain in your body is, or first of all, you have to avoid completely fear, because fear mm-hmm. is something that repels things from
yeah.
you. It repels.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. What you want is love, excitement, or joy. If you maintain love, excitement, or joy in your heart, and that's mm. the vibration, you know, Alicia said vibration before. If that's the mm-hmm. vibration that you're letting out, love, excitement, joy, you start attracting the things that you want.
Yes.
So now you're picturing in your mind, where do I want to be in the next level or the next two levels.
Mm-hmm.
Now
mm-hmm.
you get clear on that. And while you're thinking those things, you have this feeling of love, excitement, and joy. Now that mm. starts attracting the things. Where if you did the opposite, if you thought about those things and you had a clear picture, but you were fearful, you
mm-hmm.
start repelling those things.
Exactly.
You know what I'm
mm-hmm.
So very, very
oh, yeah,
important that you mix the right feeling. And like Carrie said, avoid fear at all costs. Avoid fear
mm-hmm.
at all extremes, because the bottom line is fear doesn't bring you closer. Fear doesn't bring things to you. Fear repels. You want to start
mm-hmm.
attracting things. So
I agree. Exactly. Carrie, Mike has got his dancing shoes on, doesn't he?
Oh, I got the tutu on,
Mike.
Too, did I tell you?
Oh, Lord. Mike, you're moving over
you've
there,
got,
aren't you?
Yeah.
We can feel
yeah,
you.
Yeah.
He's got his tutu. Alicia, he's got his tutu on. He's
I
dancing
know.
Around. I've got my
yeah,
army
yeah.
boots
hey,
on,
listen,
and
you
I'm
know,
ready
you don't
to
have
kick
to
that.
Visuals, but you
that's
know what
right.
I'm talking about.
That's an interesting visual, Mike. But
yeah, okay.
I'm feeling the boots, okay? I am, definitely, because it is that time. And I definitely want both of you to, you know, share, again, about your offers and websites that individuals can go to for your offerings, because I think it's so important. Getting ready and being prepared and staying in that state of readiness is so important, and it really can't be stressed enough. I mean, this is really something that could actually be a series, but what I would rather do instead of continuing to beat the drum on the topic is invite our listeners to make sure that you connect with Carrie, with Mike, and also with Tony, who came on the line just a little while ago. Make sure you connect with them so that you can take what you do to the next level. I also want to mention to our listeners that if you go into the show descriptions, you're going to find all of our information, and also Carrie has her 30-day boot camp in there. That information is in there as well, and also she has a virtual academy that's a membership base that you can participate
nice.
In as well. So, Mike, before I go over to Carrie, share quickly about your video marketing challenge and also how our listeners can connect with you for that.
Well, you can reach out to me on Facebook, which is facebook.com/onlinemarketingmentor. And I have several sites that I can be reached from, one of them being my personal site, which is mike-martinez.com. And there you'll find information on my Kindle book and on my video marketing challenge, which is a 30-day challenge to get people to expert level marketing strategies for video marketing. So that's available at thevideomarketingchallenge.com and mike-martinez.com. So welcome everybody to reach out.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Definitely. All right, Miss Boot 'em Up over there.
I got my combat boots on. No.
She's got
her
combat
boots
on. She's ready.
Exactly. No, you too. Combat boots.
Right.
So we have the 30-day boot camp that is starting February 15th. We are going to be doing one probably once a month. It is limited. We only have 10 slots because that's 10 people that we're working with in a group environment. If you can't make the one for February, we will have another one for March. And then we have one that's self-paced. So if you can't do, you know, commit to a 30-day boot camp, you can do one. You can participate. It's self-paced. Everything's done via email. All of the audio downloads are sent to you so you can listen to them in your own time.
Wonderful.
You can do your 30-day boot camp. If it takes you 6 months to do it, then, you know, at least you're making progress, and that's the important thing. So it's a little less expensive than the in-person one. Our early bird registration is ending tomorrow. So if you want to get discounted pricing, definitely register online. But the other thing that we did is we've actually, because we wanted to eliminate pricing as an issue, we do have a flex pay. So if you want to be able to participate, you can, it's for easy monthly payments. We split it up for you, make it really easy. So that's another way to kind of get around it if pricing has been an issue for you and money's tight right now. So check that out. And if you want to take advantage of easy pay, you can actually contact our office directly. And all those details are on our website as well. So if you go to strictlywomeninmarketing.wildapricot.org and you can click on the events tab and you can read all about it, read what's included with the boot camp, what's going to happen. One of our latest participants that we have been helping out, their results so far, because these continue on, have been one editorial piece, and I think it was 14 radio and podcast interviews.
Wow.
So that's a lot. That is a lot. That's a huge jump for a lot of
that
people.
Is.
And that can be a lot for you. And I will just say very quickly, too, we trace our results with my media exposure as well. And I will tell you that, you know, we did some Google searches just on, you know, follow-up techniques, you know, different things that people would search for that we, you know, that are good customers for us. And I will tell you that a couple of the podcasts I have been a guest on show up on the first and second page of Google. So
wonderful.
It can help you with
wonderful.
Internet searches, you know, name recognition, internet searches, credibility, establishing yourself as an expert. The results are endless. You've got to get out there and do media exposure.
I agree. Carrie, you got it, girl. I love something, too, Carrie, that you posted on Facebook, a particular quote that you had that says, no matter how many mistakes or how slow you progress, you're still way ahead of everyone who isn't trying. And that's really important to encourage people. It is. It's very important to encourage people that where you are, even if you haven't made the success or catapulted yourself at this point, you have to give yourself a pat on the back for sure for what you have done. But now it's time to go to the next level. It's time to look at your evolutionary process, not just in business and marketing, but your whole life, and figure out from that point what you need to do to now get yourself over to the next level, because that realm is there just waiting on you, and it's almost like it's cheering you on to come forward, and it's saying, listen, you've already done the inner work, you've already evolved, now you need to connect with it, you need to align, and let's change the game. You have got to change the rules of how you're playing now, and you have to show up, and you got to step up, and there's no other way to say it. But that is the bottom line. And I love what everyone has shared today. This has definitely been awesome, and I definitely want to thank everyone who's called in and everyone who's participated today. And sorry if Mike scared you, but not really, because he was just challenging you. But for those who didn't put yourself in queue, that's okay. We thank you that you stayed and that you listened to the dialogue today, because it's very important. And so I want to make sure real quick, Carrie, give your website again, and then Mike, give your website again as well.
Oh, sure. It's strictlywomeninmarketing.wildapricot.org.
Okay. Thank you. And Mike?
Mike-martinez.com. That's the best way to reach me. You get information on everything that I got available there, and you can reach out to me on Facebook, facebook.com/online marketing mentor.
Wonderful, wonderful. And again, listeners, you can find their information in our show descriptions, and you can also locate mine as well there. I am certainly ready to help individuals take what they're doing to the next level, as I too am catapulting my own success and making sure that I'm staying on the incline of what needs to be done in order to be most effective. But again, I thank everyone for being here. And we have about 4 minutes or so left in the segment. Does anyone have one closing word that they want to say to push the listeners over the edge today? Reverend, do you have
I'm sending you an eviction notice.
There you go. That's right. That's right. Carrie Heap Eviction Agency is visiting you today.
That's
and
it. Mike? Hey, that's good. Well, you know what? Whether you get Carrie's eviction or not, evict yourself.
That's
just
right.
Move yourself on to the next level. And mm-hmm. listen, building skills is where it's at. You need to figure
that's
out
right.
what are the skills that you don't have that you need to get to the next level. Once you figure
mm-hmm.
that out, you are in heaven, because it's a matter mm. of getting comfortable with what you think is uncomfortable now, because in reality
yes.
it's not. You'll get comfortable with it very quickly. Just
that's
push yourself
right.
to that level.
That's right. I agree. Thank you. Thank you so much. That was wonderful. And so I am going to go ahead and we're going to close this segment out. And I do want to say to all the listeners is that one of the places that you have to be most prepared in before you can take any physical action is you have to be mentally prepared. You have to be prepared in your mindset. That is the ground that you've got to have most ready in order to take yourself to the next level, hands down. So again, I want to thank everyone for tuning into this segment of the Marketing Evolution Game Changers here on the Cross Niche Journalist Marketing Training Radio. And be sure to follow this broadcast by selecting the follow icon on the show page. And I'm also going to invite you to visit our twin platform, the Cross Niche Media Communications Training Radio. You can locate that at www.blogtalkradio.com/Alicia-Waters. And I am Alicia Nicole Waters from www.AliciaWatersCrossIndustries.com. And until the next segment, we want you to play full out and to stay blessed.